What's your thoughts on this shark cull that's been happening on the Whitsundays? 13, 12, 16. Four tiger sharks have been killed over the weekend in response to those two people who were attacked at Sid Harbour in the space of 24 hours. As shocking as that was, and as odd as that was, for it to be in the same spot, you know, two in one day, that was really surprising. Is this the right way to go about things, just to start killing these sharks? I don't think so. I mean, are they going to keep killing sharks? How long does this go on for? I don't know. We've got Ash on the line. What do you reckon about this this shark cull?
Mate, it's a pretty big topic, I reckon, that should be discussed around Australia.
Mm.
Mate, this time of year, especially in the Whitsundays, the mackerel are starting to move in, which push the gar in. And the sharks chase the mackerel in, so you're not going to stop it. And we're going swimming in their habitat. All you can do is wait and it'll happen. Someone's going to get bitten every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a freak thing that two attacks happened within the space of 24 hours. I mean, that's probably never happened before, has it, on the Whitsundays? Or, you know, it's so rare.
I don't think it's ever happened in the Whitsundays, but I don't think the tiger sharks are responsible for the attacks.
Oh, really?
I reckon they're the bull sharks. Tiger sharks are pretty inquisitive creatures. I've been diving and fishing my whole life, and I've swum with tiger sharks and never had a problem with them trying to bite. Mm. They just come in for a look and go about their thing. It's the bull sharks that are the problem.
Oh, really? Yeah, right. Okay, so why have they decided to go and kill these tiger sharks? Surely the people that are making these calls, you'd think, would know that kind of information.
It's just, you know, someone's been bitten, let's just go wipe out the shark.
Yeah, look, to be seen to be doing something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is the wrong thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, it's not the old shark's problem.
Yeah, well, that's right. As you say, you know, we're in their habitat.
That's right.
Yeah. Ash, appreciate your call, mate.
No worries, mate. Cheers.
See ya. Christina, what do you think about this shark cull?
I think it's wrong, because you should know that you take that risk the minute you step into the ocean.
Mm.
It's not like a shark can get out of the water for us.
Yep.
And I just think it's wrong. They killed four sharks thinking that they might have the one that could have attacked these two people.
Mm.
And yeah. I just think it's all wrong. Like, it's just sad, really.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. Are they going to keep killing sharks? I mean, when does it stop? I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see, but appreciate your call.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
James, what do you think about this shark cull? Is this the right way to go about things?
I think it's a big whitewash, mate. Look, in the Whitsundays here, there's sharks all around the area. There's been bait laws put in place to stop shark fishermen, commercial shark fishermen, but still everyone's recreational fishing.
And we've lost James. Hey, thanks for your call though, James. I had a note not be accepted when I went to buy some food yesterday, and give us a call on 13 12 16 if you know what the official law or rules are when it comes to notes that have a tear in them. This was a $20 note, and it did have a tear in it, but the note was still complete, and it wasn't accepted, which I thought was wrong. So at first, I mean, I would never normally say, oh, can you check with your manager? I can't remember the last time I've ever said that, but in this instance, I thought, no, I'm pretty sure you have to accept a note even if it's got a tear in it, if the whole note is complete. So, yeah, and then the manager came out and said, no, we don't accept this note, which, yeah, really surprised me. But do you know what the official go is? Are they supposed to accept notes that have a tear if they're still together? What's the go? Does anyone know the official ruling on that kind of thing? 13, 12, 16, if you do. I'm curious to know whether I was in the wrong or not. Was I right? Lisa, do you know what the go is with notes that have a tear in them? Are places allowed to reject them?
Well, yes, they are. Apparently, any damaged notes you're supposed to take into the bank.
Right, because the bank would accept it.
Yes, the banks actually, because they take them and they send damaged notes back to the mint or whatever, and they change them out.
Oh, right, okay. All right, well.
It's like coins. You can't get too many coins either. If you've got, like, $10 in coins, some places don't have to accept them.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that. Well, thanks for your call.
No worries, mate. Have a good one.
You too. Jess, do you know what the official go is with these, with notes? If they have a tear in them, are places allowed to reject them?
They are allowed, but unless there's less than 80% of the nodes, they're actually still worth 100% of the money.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. I knew if there was, like, part of the code of the note wasn't there, then, you know, you can't use it. But if you can still see everything, I thought it was they had to accept it. But apparently...
the note is whole.
Sorry?
As long as the note is, like, whole, but, like, with a tear in it, I think they're supposed to accept it.
Yeah, there was none of it missing, yeah.
Rejected.
Okay, interesting. Hey, look, appreciate the call.
No worries.
Thanks a lot. Kirsty's on 13, 12, 16. Kirsty, would you accept a note if it was a bit torn?
Well, I'm actually ringing up because I used to work in a bank.
Right.
So now, we were always told that even if it's got a rip in it or if it's been ripped in half and has been sticky taped back together, it's still classified as legal tender.
Yep.
So... legally, they should accept it. If there's more than about 25% was the marker, I think, then they you know, within their rights to not accept it. But then you take it to the bank and they send it away and it gets a valuation and you get given what they deem that, you know, how much is left of the note and how much it's worth.
Oh, so, really? Is that right?
Yeah.
So you, if you had a torn 20, you could get like $18 back.
Yeah, like it gets sent away and the RBA actually determines, you know, calculates the value left of it. Like if you're missing a portion of it, then you get credited back into your account of how much the RBA deemed you've got left of a $20 note.
Is that right? Very interesting. But yeah. I did find it interesting what you said there, saying that legally they should accept the note.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
okay.
And
yep. That's from somebody who used to work at a bank. I'm taking your word on that one. I was in the right. Yes.
You were in the right.
Yes. Not that it matters at all now, but hey,
no,
it's good to know, though.
You can high-five yourself.
I'm high-fiving myself. There we go. High-five to me. Kirsty, appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
No dramas.
See ya.